mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, it is the 19th day of July, 2004. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We'll be live for the next 3 hours. I've got that big Virginia Second Amendment group coming on that's been carrying their guns openly because it's the law, and now that's ruffling the feathers of the gun confiscators. So that's coming up in the third hour. Got some other guests we're lining up as well. There is so much news today. A huge 14-page article in the San Francisco Chronicle detailing Bohemian Grove. They've got some new photos of your world leaders in red and black hoods, cremation of care photograph, just in your face, saying it's the who's who of the elite. And again, they talk about it in the past, but say you were a conspiracy theorist if you said any of those things. Now it's out in the open. The last 2 weeks, there have been two articles in the New York Times admitting that the Bilderberg Group called up John Forbes Kerry and told him that Mr. Edwards had their blessing, basically appointing him as the VP candidate. So much is just coming right out in the open right now. And listen to this. Kerry vows to double ranks of spies, create new domestic CIA czar, which Bush is calling for. Funny. Kerry backs much of preemption doctrine. He agrees with the war, loves it, voted for it. Again, there's no real difference, folks. And he pledges to double intelligence spending. This is a scary article out of the Associated Press. It's being posted, at least when I left the office, go to the studio. It's being posted right now. Six-pack-a-day driver loses license. And he told his doctor, I drink a six-pack on the weekend, and I don't drive. But the doctor still thought that was too much, so he called the police, and he had his license revoked. There's no judge, no jury. This is the new America, where your exterminator, your cable person, the phone man, you simply... have them in your house, and unmarked videotapes, they say, is child pornography. We read this last week. They had a bunch of other stuff listed in there. That if you don't have a lot of furniture, you're probably a terrorist. That if you have any locked closets or anything, there's probably drugs or something in there. So the police have to have a warrant to get in your house, but not anymore, because they've got all their tattletales here in the East German America. They claim it's for terrorists, but then you read on, it's for every type of crime. And then the headlines, they announce the most horrible type of crimes, and then move on to, is a husband and wife arguing? Go ahead and call the police. Did you see any arguing going on? But all over the country, this is happening with doctors, psychologists. You go in and you tell your heart surgeon, yeah, I've been, your heart doctor, I've been drinking a six-pack of beer. We call the police up, and no judge, no jury, no nothing. You lose your license. This is the new freedom. Six-pack-a-day driver loses license. A man who told his doctors that he drinks more than a six-pack of beer per day is now fighting to get his driver's license back because the physicians apparently reported him to the state. Kenneth Emmerich, 44, said Tuesday that he disclosed his drinking habit in February to doctors who were treating him at a hospital for an irregular heartbeat. I told him it was over at a six-pack a day. It wasn't good for me. I'm not going to lie, Emmerich said in the telephone interview from his home in Lebanon, about 30 miles east of Harrisburg. Emmerich received a notice from the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation in April that his license was being revoked effective May 6th. For medical reasons related to substance abuse. So, don't go to the doctors for any help, folks, because they'll call the police on you. We'll be right back. Just a bunch of other news. Stay with us.
My family is breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, finding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and two big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone Air Purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone Air Purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your Biozone Air Purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, my friends, again, it is Monday, the 19th day of July, 2004. And if you're joining us for the first time, this broadcast is about liberty and freedom. It's about exposing the incredible slave grid that's being put in all around us. And the examples of this are so legion. Remember the tips program. The telephone company employees, the postmen, everybody, carpet cleaners, exterminators coming in your house, truck drivers, the general public, they were saying 1 in 20 Americans was to be recruited to be a spy for the government. And under the new national draft, you'll be forced to do this. Millions of us will have to serve here domestically, even if you're an older American. To graduate from high school, you'll have to serve your junior and senior year doing this. Folks, I was seeing government documents and news articles about this before 9/11. We laid this out in several of my first police state films made in the late 1990s and in 2000. And I'm not going, I told you so, I told you so. The point is, this is all premeditated. And so last week we read about the Florida program, which is federally funded. It's the TIPS program under a new name, where it said that exterminators and firefighters and everybody else that comes in your house will look for illegal guns, drugs, husband and wife arguing because, you know, it's terrorism and crime. And it's even said in there that unmarked videotapes... why, that's sure to be child pornography, you know, because you've got some blank videotapes sitting there. I mean, this is incredible. And so every control freak, every wannabe cop in the world now is in your house looking for something illegal. And I've told the story many times. I'm not going to tell it again, but the carpet cleaner in my house 3 years ago, and, you know, at the studio I have at my house, sees a shotgun on the wall, a shotgun you can buy anywhere, and he freaked out, and I had to call, and he did want to call the police but when he called his manager, but the manager said, no, you're allowed to have shotguns. And they got billboards up saying report illegal guns, and it's a picture of a revolver. And the idiots see that and then think if they see a revolver, it's illegal. And you've all seen these billboards. You all know what's going on, this perception. And so, and it listed just dozens of things. You know, don't have a lot of furniture. You know, a bunch of males living together in a house. Watch out every fraternity house on the face of the planet. You know, go ahead and call the police on them. But the border stays wide open. And I've seen reports of people who go to their psychologist and say, yeah, 2 years ago, me and my wife, you know, got into a shoving match. And you know, they say, oh, my wife punched me or whatever the individual says. I've seen many of these news articles. And the psychologist goes and calls the police, and then the government comes in and, you know, arrests somebody and... So I see this all the time. Well, I was on a local radio show this morning here in Austin as a guest for 3 hours. I was there at like 7 in the morning. That's why I've got a major league headache. Those zoo-type morning shows, man, they're just so fast-paced and so much at you. Just, I need to quit doing that, getting up that early. When I'm working till 2 in the morning, you know, I just can't do it. But, and they said, have you seen this? And I like going on that show. Because on 93.7 KLBJ, the FM, because they'll just, I'll throw incredibly sounding stuff out at them, and they'll type it in Google, and it'll pop up mainstream news. I was just amazing them time after time with, oh, in 1968, they put time-released bioweapons in the New York subway and killed innocent Americans as a test. Oh, that's not true. They type it in, pops up, Associated Press, MSNBC. They're putting cancer viruses in your vaccines. They type it in, pops up. You know, just time and time again, they were flipping out on that. But they said, have you seen this? And it was 6-pack-a-day driver loses license. Associated Press out of Pennsylvania. Doctors informed state about admission. And he said, I don't drink and drive. He's a 44-year-old, you know, businessman. He was there for an irregular heartbeat. But he said, could it be that I drink a little bit more than a 6-pack every night and on the weekend? And so they called and said, we consider that substance abuse, and without a judge or a jury, they pulled his license. It says Emmerich, well, that's my middle name, Emmerich received a notice from the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation in April that his license was being revoked effective May 6th for medical reasons related to substance abuse. He has petitioned a judge to restore the license, and a hearing has been set for July 29th. And this was going on for a long time. They'll say, well, it's been going on for a long time, so it's okay. It's like slavery. We've been doing it for a while. It's okay. State law, dating to the 1960s, requires doctors to report any physical or mental impairments that could compromise a patient's ability to drive safely. PennDOT spokeswoman Joan Nisley said she could not discuss the details of Emmerich's case because of confidentiality requirements that also protect the doctor from being identified. So it's a secret witness, too. Can't face your accuser. The law requires revocation of the license until the driver can prove he is competent to drive. My goodness. And he said, Emmerich said that his heart problem has already prompted him to limit his beer intake to the weekends. What I do in the privacy of my own home is none of PennDOT's business, he said. Wow. My goodness. It says, asking his lawyer, you know, if he has substance problems, he says he's been able to work, go to work, and he's got a heck of a nice work record. But it doesn't, see, you know, oh, well, maybe the doctor should be reporting on us. You know, this will save somebody. You know, maybe they should suspend the election because terrorists might strike. You know, maybe we should put people in camps who disagree with the government because they aid the terrorists to attack. Maybe we should have cameras in all our homes watching us. You know, maybe we should have mandatory vaccination of the public. Because this will save somebody. You know, they got all their reasons for this. Folks, we've never suspended an election in American history, a federal election. We've never had doctors tattling on their patients. We've never had psychologists tattling on their patients. We've never had this until now. And now it's across the board. And it's automatic. You know, they're tied into the computer systems. When you go to the hospital, they sit there asking you all these questions. Now they're going to have a yearly census with hundreds of questions. And you better take it or we're going to arrest you. Whatever happened to the Fifth Amendment, folks? A criminal, somebody who's caught with blood all over him and a hatchet, as I said last week, doesn't have to answer questions. But you do. No, I don't. What do you got to hide? Number one, my time is my own. I'm not going to fill out multi-hundred questions about what guns I own and where my bank accounts are and do I have a renter and do they pay cash and how many cars do I have and where do I work and when do I go to work? I mean, this is incredible. And it's just hundreds of examples of this, a total Stasi East German society. And now here in Austin, they're going to put in toll roads, nine of the things. And you're going to have a transponder unless you want to sit in the one lane that's a half mile long for those still paying cash. And then they've caught them in San Francisco already with the transponders, tracking where you go and what you do, putting up the transponders in areas that don't even have toll roads. And now the satellite tracker boxes are in the cars or the satellite hookups, and it's just all happening. Thumb scanners in the grocery stores, thumb scanners in the libraries, thumb scanners at the universities, face scanners. And so you go into your doctor, your 44-year-old businessman, you say, yeah, I'm drinking a six-pack of beer at night or more. Is that bad for me? Is that why my heart's, you know, kind of getting a little pitter-patter to it, an irregular heartbeat? And then the doctor tells him, yeah, don't do that. Only drink on the weekends and have a nice day. And meanwhile, calls the police on him. And you see this all the time, folks. By the way, with your new customer loyalty cards, they are publicly selling that data to the insurance companies and the rest of it when you get your groceries. Oh, it's a third off. It's half off. And then pretty soon with the new national sales tax they're going to give you, you're going to have to, quote, swipe the ID card to access it, and they're going to know what you buy and what you do, and that's going to be used against you. Why? This shows you, you know, it's just you and your wife and your two young children. They're obviously not drinking, so you're drinking cases of beer every week. So we're going to have to go ahead and call in the CPS on you because that's abusive to be drinking around your children. And we're going to jack up your insurance rates, and we're going to take your driver's license. By the way, remember the story last Friday of people learning to stick their driver's license in the instant slots at gas stations and how it works in many cases? Of course, it records your driver's license and name and information. The idiots were getting free gas because it was charging their driver's license because it's already set up, folks. I remember 5 years ago seeing the federal specs that the state driver's license already had to be debit cards. And that debit card, boys and girls, is for your new national sales tax identifier. So that even those of you that can't have credit and don't have a credit are going to have it added up for quarterly taxes mailed to you or taken directly out of your bank account, your new government account. Finland has that. Had it for, what, 6-7 years where you got to do it. And this is all the official plan, boys and girls. You know, forget the fact that it's none of their business how much beer you're buying. Number two, you might do that in business. Might be buying it for your restaurant. Well, that's okay. After you're questioned, you can be, given your license back. Or meanwhile, the government's running around stealing trillions from the Treasury, foaming at the mouth, building giant prisons everywhere, police corruption cases coast to coast, framing people and dealing drugs and murder for hire, FBI, local police, just wall to wall. Got about 5 articles, new ones today on stuff like that. Will we even cover them? It's become passe here to even get into it. People don't realize the full magnitude of this. The full magnitude of this. I mean, just think about the gun situation. Report illegal guns, billboards nationwide, picture of a revolver. Revolvers aren't illegal, but in a few cities. But those billboards are up in Texas. And so you got to worry about people tattling on you when they're in your house. This isn't America. It doesn't keep us safe. We'll be back.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping? I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to, thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock, too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
Talking about the unfolding police state, and then we'll go to your calls. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. This was out of the Associated Press, also have the ACLU's press release on this. And again, they're controlled, loyal opposition. They never really do anything. Independence police stage roadblock to check driver's license. And we're actually got a tower in Independence, Missouri, there for KCXL. Police in Independence conducted a driver checkpoint, but it wasn't to look for drunken drivers. For about an hour Thursday afternoon, officers stopped vehicles to make sure drivers had valid license, but some are questioning the legality of holding such a checkpoint. Everyone was stopped. You're guilty until proven innocent. No probable cause. Independence police have arrested more than 1,300 drivers this year for driving without a valid license, KNBC's Frank Flink reported. On Thursday, police stopped about 300 drivers on a busy street. Oh, my gosh. It's a public safety issue, he says. Yeah, sure it is. And so somebody's going to be guilty out there, so you've all got to be treated as if you're guilty until proven innocent. And again, the most criminal people you can imagine are running the government. And they're setting up this giant control grid for you. But it's always for your best interest, always to take good care of you. And again, Kerry backs a giant domestic CIA that Bush has called for. And he backs preemptive strikes on countries, and he loves that. So it's like Bush. And a bunch of other news articles here. I tell you what, we'll go to some of your calls, and then I'm going to get into this San Francisco Chronicle article. Exclusive, it says, clubs carry on traditions of fellowship, culture, and discrimination. They've got some nice Bohemian Grove photos here, and it talks about the infrared surveillance and the elites and the Secret Service, and it's a 14-page article. Just out in the open announcing the Bohemian Grove to you. Just like the New York Times saying the Bilderberg Group picks our vice presidential candidates. Just, you know, out in the open now. Why are they coming out? Why is the New World Order coming out of the closet? David, where are you calling us from today, sir?
New York.
Welcome.
I just have a question. I don't know if you was watching Larry King. John Kerry was on with his wife, and he said about John Edwards that he was in Italy in a conference. It was weird that he didn't say it was the Bilderberg conference. And also about Iraq, the war, about uranium, is now saying that that's the reason they went to war. And what's your opinion on that?
Well, I didn't see Larry King live, but the New York Times had two articles announcing the Bilderberg Group is for world government, and they're the ones that told Kerry to pick Edwards. I mean, out in the open, what did more details, what exactly did Kerry say on Larry King live?
Oh, no, Kerry said... He said when Larry King asked him what's your opinion about John Edwards, and he said what he's been currently doing, and he said he was at a conference in Italy, and basically I think that's the Bilderberg conference, I assume.
Yeah, but I mean, he said, why did you pick him? And he said Italy conference. Was he saying he did a good job there, or what did he say?
Yeah, he said he did a good job there, and he said he didn't say the name of the Bilderberg. He just said Italy. The conference.
So now we have them, yeah, that's where it was. Now we have them openly saying the Bilderberg Group liked him, so that's what the New York Times said, but I didn't see this Larry King situation. What night was that?
Like 3 days ago or four with his wife.
So it was Friday?
Not sure what day, forgot.
Okay, then your other question was about Iraq and uranium?
Yeah, how they bought it from Africa, and that was the reason for the war. That justified the Iraq invasion.
Well, it's admitted that was a fake document manufactured. I mean, that's admitted that was fake. I mean, they're saying that again?
That's what they're saying right now, to justify for the invasion.
Huh. Well, I mean, you know, now the 9/11 commission appointed by Bush is saying that Iran was, you know, funding Al-Qaeda and doing all of this and let hijackers into the U.S. We have a whole section on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com where our government ordered the Customs Department, to let them back into the country and the State Department. So it's just all getting ready for the next invasion of Iran. Israel may attack Iran any day now. It's all just more lies for old. New lies for old, my friend. What do you think about it?
I just don't know. And also about biometric scanning, it seems everywhere now around the way where I'm at. Any little place in grocery stores, they have biometrics now.
So you go in the grocery store and they got thumb scanners?
Yeah.
Yeah, New York, areas of Texas, a lot of other states are putting in the systems, and it's getting us all ready for the new national sales tax. Well, I hope you'll resist it and speak out against it, my friend.
All right.
David, how you listen to the broadcast?
Internet.
How'd you hear about InfoWars.com?
Just popped up on the internet, and I saw it.
Well, I'm glad you're on board, my friend. God bless you. Please spread the word. We'll come back, talk to others, and get into a bunch of other news. Stay with me.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MS. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement. And after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since. And today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs, ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit AssetProtectionTeam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit AssetProtectionTeam.com or call 888-240-3337.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central, we're here. Shelly Castile is joining us in the next hour. Interviewed him years ago. He wrote Powder Burns, Government Drug Dealing. He was a high-level DEA agent. He'll tell you all about CIA drug dealing. We've had Terry Reid on, Air Force Intelligence, worked for the CIA out at Minas, saw the giant crates of cocaine that George Bush Sr. was bringing in with Bill Clinton's help. It's all staged, folks, okay? Bill Clinton went to the Bilderberg Group, by the way, and got the nod to be president then. I don't know what's going on when we've got John Edwards out at the Bohemian Grove. I mean, John Edwards out at the Bilderberg Group. All these elites working together. And I got a big article here out of the San Francisco Chronicle today, 14-pager, about Bohemian Grove, admitting a lot of what I've covered in the past, but also trying to whitewash some other aspects. So that's coming up in a minute. And it's just the other news. We've got the puppet president of Iraq with all these eyewitnesses saying they were there whenever he personally was blowing people's heads off. And he's an old CIA hand at that, so I wouldn't doubt it. He admittedly blew up school buses full of children and movie theaters full of men, women, and children. So but it's democracy appointed by our government and declaring martial law and lining folks up and blowing their heads off. It's very friendly. Well, it's a war. Got to be tough. Sure. A staged war. But right now, let's go to some calls. Let's talk to Chris in Texas. Chris, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I was wondering if you could please explain the significance of the report from the Associated Press that was talking about them running drills the morning of 9/11, simulating the planes flying into the buildings, and why that's significant, because I really didn't understand it at first, why it was, you know, why that's, I mean, that's like an astonishing piece of information there. I mean, I wonder if you could maybe go into why you think they were doing that.
You want to hold for the answer?
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, you want to stay on, or is that it?
Yeah, that's it. That's it. I'll hang up.
Okay, thank you, Chris. It's a really good question. Okay, people say the government couldn't carry out 9/11. It's too big. People would stand up and speak out. They'd get caught. Well, they have been caught. And before it came out in the Associated Press, picked up by a CIA press release on their website, a few weeks before that, I had guests on who told me on and off air incredible information. One of them, Bob Doles, former chief of staff, Stanley Hilton, suing the government for $7 million, saying Dick Cheney and George Bush carried out 9/11, not that they just had prior knowledge. He represents 400-plus of the victims' families, but you never hear about him. Well, he and other sources that I have said that the reason NORAD stood down for an hour and 20-plus minutes for the first plane and then upwards of 2 hours of finally for Pennsylvania, the reason that happened was the CIA was running a drill of flying jets into New York and D.C. landmarks, namely the World Trade Center and Pentagon. And we had no way to confirm that. I just had two separate government sources telling me this, which normally is enough for them to run with a major story. But I said, I don't know if that's true. Then it was true because the CIA, 2 weeks later, after that, those interviews sent shockwaves across the country, came out and said, guess what? Surprise, surprise, an incredible coincidence. We were running a drill that morning at 8:30 in New York and D.C., out of D.C., of hijacked jets flying into the World Trade Center and Pentagon. 2 days later, they said, correction, jets off course doing it, but the original drill, later emails came out, was hijacked jets. So people in NORAD are sitting there going, man, we got four bogeys off course, transponders off, FAA reporting hijackings. It just came down from Site R, where Dick Cheney's in control, which is admitted, Dick Cheney in the command FEMA bunker, and that's now been made classified, but we got it from other bits and pieces in the news before they classified it. Cheney took control of NORAD and told people that it was just a drill. And so here we are announcing this, and then suddenly it's in the Associated Press getting out ahead of us so they can go, oh, yeah, it was just a drill, and we'd forgot to tell you about it. So number one, what's the statistical chance that you're going to have a drill of flying hijacked jets into buildings on the morning of 9/11 in the very cities and the very buildings that got hit? Okay, that's number one. Number two, that's the smokescreen or stand down, so the military stands down because they're not traitors, 99% of them. Okay, they would go shoot down the planes immediately or at least demand something be done. Again, your Cessna gets off course for 5 minutes, folks, and you watch what happens. Before 9/11. So that developed. That happened. I don't want to get off into a huge, long-winded answer, but simply put, this is the stand-down order. This is how they smoke-screened it, because they couldn't have real hijacked planes and then call up and say stand down. People would revolt and speak out. But just enough of a story to make everybody buy into it, the military. Oh, it was just a drill, but turned out to be real. Well, we stood down because it was a drill, and well, men, just shut up. Don't talk about it. Something was going on. So that's your answer, and it is a big piece of the puzzle, but only one of hundreds concerning 9/11. And another caveat or spectrum to this question is, I thought the government said they never heard of plans to fly hijacked jets into buildings. Of course, I have articles from 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, from CNN to the Associated Press, you all remember hearing it, of plans, Project Bojinka, all of these operations to fly hijacked jets in the buildings. The French had found out about it, the Germans, the Israelis, everybody. But then they say it's a conspiracy theory, and that they'd never heard of such a plan, and that the government had never had such drills. Well, it turns out that in 2000, a year before, in November, the Pentagon had a drill of just that happening, and the Pentagon even had it on their website with photos and video clips of it, and we saved that and posted it. They took it now. And it turns out that 6 weeks before 9/11, they had another drill of doing this. Everybody was like, ooh, 3 months ago when ABC News had a big nightly news piece about it. So, I mean, there you have it. So just it just discredits them at every turn. And there's about 10 other points. We don't have time to get into them. Let's go ahead and go to our Jim in Texas. Jim, go ahead.
Hello again, Alex. Did you see the article about the pharmaceuticals threatening Canada to stop selling to the Americans or they'll cut them off?
You're talking about prescription drugs.
Yes.
Well, I didn't see the newest one, but I know they're threatening them every day to not ship in the drugs.
It was on this weekend. I forget the name of the pharmaceutical, but they said if they ship it, they'll cut them off. And their reasoning is they're afraid some bootlegger might send some bad medicine to us poor Americans and hurt us.
Yeah, that's right. It's to keep us safe. And you notice that Americans, on average, pay double what anybody else pays because we're the dupes, we're the idiots. You know, we put up with anything because we think we're free.
Well, this article
and Canada gets them half price. England does. Africa gets them at about 5%. And so we're here to be raped. And this is the age of globalism and open borders, but that's not really true. It's all one way. And I think it's horrible.
Well, this article said they pay a quarter for what we pay a dollar for.
Yeah, I'd heard Canada was half, but I know Africa's just a few percentile points. Same thing with Latin America. The exact same drugs. But no. It's not because they want profits. Many times they get federal funding, by the way, to develop the very drugs that they then won't let us have at a reasonable price. It's a monopoly, sir. And
good to know they're taking care of us, isn't it?
Oh, this, sir, they do. They don't want you to get any bad drugs. That's why. It's not because they want to rape you or anything.
Yeah. They're so transparent. Thank you.
Well, government and big corporations are good, and if you think they're not perfect, and if you want to investigate them, you're un-American, sir. Okay, Jim, thanks for the call. Being sarcastic. Good call. Rick in Texas. Rick, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alex. This is Rick. Hey, I was looking at the Statesman. I'm, Austin American Statesman, of course, you know that. July the 5th, and saw an article on this new PDA the cops are going to have called the BlackBerry. Did you read that article?
No, I didn't.
It contains information on 90% of the people in the United States.
Oh, you're talking about the little data pads and the thumb scanners and the police cars, and it knows when you're divorced, what guns you have.
It knows everything. It knows every person that's in your extended family. It knows everything.
Yeah, that's called the Matrix system, and that's the couple point for total information awareness in the NSA.
Exactly. I mean, that is also so very scary. And number one,
well, what do you have to hide? I mean, it's not something marketers don't already have. So if they've got it, why not the police?
Well, it's supposed to be a protected society to where everybody doesn't have all this information about us. And if the cops can have it, then everybody can have it. Who's to say that somebody can't hack in, right?
Well, police are never bad. Police never stalk people. Police never commit crimes. They're perfect. They come from another dimension of angels. And are you saying that cops might abuse this? You're saying government should be watched and controlled? You're almost as bad as one of those founding fathers.
Well, you know what? I was talking to my son about that last night, that, I will do the same thing that the founding fathers did against England, in the 1700s, if it comes to that.
Well, sir, it is coming to that. I mean, if you live in Austin, there's going to be 9 toll roads to begin with, not new roads, old roads, blocking you to go anywhere. You'll have to pay, and they're going to have checkpoints and search your vehicles, and you're going to have a transponder tracking you around town. It's all part of freedom.
And now the cops are going to have this new PDA system that they can know everything about you. Well, they already do anyway.
Well, they need to know more than your Social Security and where you live and your name and everything and your criminal record. Now they need to know, again, how much money you make and where your children go to school and your divorce record.
It's just ridiculous. Did you see the Peter Jennings deal on the chip last week?
Everybody called me about it, and I hope somebody, what was it, last Tuesday, will send me a videotape of it. I did see the online story where, oh, look, you take the chip and the door is automatically open, and if you want to work at the Justice Department in Mexico, you've got to have the chip, and the next move is to make all the police take it. And no, I didn't see it. I read the article. Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it, and I'll have to check. I think I might still have it saved. But, I mean, it was talking about GPS and everything. You know, how the next round is going to have GPS installed in it, so that way they can track bad people, you know, So it's just ridiculous. But
no, we got to take the chip. I mean, and look, we're with Al Qaeda if we don't take it. If we all just had it, Al Qaeda couldn't get us. And so if you're against it, you must be with Al Qaeda. Do me a favor. I know somebody recorded that on their TiVo or whatever. Will somebody please email it to me? I mean, not email it. If you upload it to the web, I'd post it, a clip of it. But will somebody please mail that to me, please?
I'll look, and if I have it, I will mail that to you.
Well, I hope
I live in town, so I might even drop it by, so I can do that. But look, I've got one other thing to talk about.
Well, I mean, tell me about the Peter Jennings report, though.
Well, it was pretty much what we were just talking about. You know, they were showing about the Mexican government, how they were doing the 160-plus people, part of the government. But what they were also showing is this is going to be great. You know, look, you can have this put in you, and you can walk up to a door, and it'll automatically open for you. It'll turn lights on for you. It'll have your medical information. It's all this stuff that's supposed to be all fine and good. But what it does is it tracks everything about you. And then
Let's just pause here. We're now openly have the Italian, the Mexican government, our own government, Florida, talking about making their cops take chips. It's in the Associated Press. And it's just calmly happening. They're just calmly announcing it. And see, these yuppies, if it's calmly said by the talking head, it must be good.
Right.
And soon it'll be, well, you're on probation. You were late to class. You've got to take it. It's so easy. What do you have to hide?
There's nothing to harm. I mean, you know, nobody can take and get your information.
Yeah, we're going to mount the cameras that have already gone in the airports that look right through your clothes, and we put cameras in school bathrooms in Tennessee and Missouri and Michigan. I mean, a camera in the bathroom's freedom, man. Cameras looking at you when you're on the potty. I mean, that's freedom, buddy.
Well, and that's just it. When they put the GPS chip in there, I mean, no telling what else they can.
I'm here to tell you, sir, that chip is already GPS. It's not satellite interface. It interfaces with high resonance focus beams from cell towers that then upload it and retransmit to satellite for grid tracking down to 15 feet.
Yeah. You know, and it's going to be, well, you know, you can't buy food unless
It's going to be, you get a 30% discount when you have it.
Yeah, exactly.
You've got to have it. I mean, I've got to have the discount.
Right.
And it's going to be trusted traveler. It's going to be honored. You're going to be a special citizen, you know, to be in the local tattletale squad. Of course, when they draft a couple million of us domestically, we'll have to have it because you don't have your rights when you're drafted. My cousin was told they're all getting the chip a year ago, special forces.
Exactly. All your military, all your police society, they're all going to have a chip.
And hey, I took the chip. It isn't a problem. You're going to feel much better once you have it. But listen, the Pentagon said in 2000, the chip under the skin, Rick, is only the beginning. Do you know that the military's main goal, we have this posted, will be implantation centers where we drop folks. Again, I said the government would start putting in their people. I was a kook. Go read the documents. The military says you'll drop by a little military center. It's a very small chip. You'll be like a Stepford wife. And you just go in and get the little chip put in your head. And again, for depression, it's just been authorized by the Food and Drug Administration. A little wire in, you won't be depressed anymore. Rick, you're going to feel much better, Rick, once you... It's totally normal. It's not a science fiction horror movie. Just take it and join the rest of us, Rick. You're going to feel better soon, Rick.
It's only the size of a grain of rice. No big deal, right?
But the new one's just a little wire up into the neck, into the brain.
Oh, that's just ridiculous.
Rick, you're not going to be upset anymore.
Plug me into something, Alex. Plug me into something.
There's no need for prisons anymore. We just put this wire in their head, and it feels much better.
Right.
Thanks for the call. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You'll have it soon. Don't worry. Keep drinking the fluoride. It'll make it better. Just... check your vaccines. Everything's all right. The police are going to have it first, so they're going to say to us, hey, I've had a chip for 5 years. No problem for me. Just come with us. Hey, I never thought I'd do this either, but after America got nuked, after Chicago got nuked, after Dallas got hit, you know, we got to take the chip. We got to do it for the homeland, the new national draft. And since we all started taking chips, we haven't had an attack in 4 years. We never thought it would happen, but things have changed in America. Things have changed. There's all these new vaccines that you've got to take. Never mind now that half the children are going to be retarded after they take it. Just never mind that. You're mentally ill if you criticize it. We've got a wire for your brain. It's all right. It's okay. The new freedom's here. That's right. We're going to test all of you for mental illness and put you on antipsychotics, the new freedom. It's okay. Never mind those black ski masks. Never mind those big prisons we're building. Never mind those foreign AWACS over our skies. Never mind those Mexican trips. We got to keep you safe from Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda. Once you've got a wire in your brain, you feel much better. Everything's going to be okay.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of 4 AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of 4 small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Got Sally Castile coming on 30 minutes into the next hour, because I got guests messed up here. It said 1 o'clock, but that was Eastern for the Second Amendment group that's coming on, where they carry guns openly in Virginia, and the government can do nothing about it. Either they want us to be their slaves or not, and a lot more. So that's coming up, jam-packed next hour. I know we got Scott and Eric and Mary and Chris and Cliff and Craig and everybody else. We'll get to your calls, too. You know, I'm not joking that the Pentagon says their main job in the future will be manning our lives, running our lives, watching us, and that everyone will have a chip in their brain and that the military's main job will be implanting this in us. I'll never forget Army News Watch 3 years ago here locally. It airs nationally, but I was watching it on Channel 17 going, oh, whether you have two employees or 200, let us drop by and drug test them for free. We're the Pentagon. We want to help. Again, getting that medical relationship. Cases in the Arizona Republic where they would just show up unannounced and give vaccinations, the military would, to elementary school students. Training you for this. Imagine if I made a science fiction movie where there's a future police state, the military comes, they've all got chips in their head, and they go, we're here to help you. Come with us. You're going to feel much better soon. I mean, you know, it's like iRobot on steroids. But it's the Pentagon. And they say, we're going to use fads to push it and security, and they'll buy it. You watch. And I'm going, look out, look out. They're going to say we need chips under the skin first and then make the police do it. And then they're, folks, they do what they say. I've got Army documents from 68. I talk about it in America Destroyed by Design and show this executive orders where they pass laws to put thumb scanners in to get driver's license. People hadn't even heard of that till the 80s with James Bond. But here's the military getting the laws passed at state level for it. But now everything's accelerated, boys and girls. And so, yeah, it sounds crazy. You know, it sounded crazy on that local talk show this morning when I said they put light bulbs in the subways or at least biologicals to kill people in New York. Didn't believe me. Typed it in. MSNBC, Associated Press. You know, they just kill us. They just spray biologicals on us. Routinely people die. They laugh at us. Ha, ha, ha. Even announce it. No one cares. No one gets in trouble. By the way, I was on talk radio this morning and somebody from Guckenheimer's group, remember the guy who told the newspaper Ithaca Journal they were ordered to kill men, women, and children? They had this guy on, and I said, you weren't in Guckenheimer's unit, were you? And he was. And I go, are you in intelligence? And he goes, well, I was. That's a whole other subject when I was on this radio show. Man, it's just wall-to-wall people. I don't even know how to explain this to you anymore. I don't even know how to try to get through you of how bad things are, how serious they are. Before I end this hour, though, briefly here, you want to get in the fight, you want to know the truth, how deep the rabbit hole goes, get my films. I've made 10 of them. Matrix of Evil and Police State 3 Total Enslavement are two of my newest. 9/11 The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, my 9/11 films. I carry several other new 9/11 films by other folks, Eric Humphrey and George Humphrey. Big discounts when you get three or more of any of my videos or several of the other videos we carry. So ask about that when you call the toll-free number. Ask about titles and what's in the films and what the discounts are by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. My films are all over 2 hours long, $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more. We got books running from $5 to $26, you know, from 80 pages to 750 pages. A bunch of stuff on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, so go peruse the safe, secure shopping cart at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. All right, it's up to you to take action. Second hour, your calls, bunch of guests, bunch of news coming up.